Doesn't smell.
My breath stinks.
Because we have to sit very close to each other.
I stink of beef jerky. Do you see how much I was like savouring that pepperoni stick?
I was like,
I just had my dinner. Like, obviously, I shouldn't eat this whole pepperoni stick. So, like,
it was tiny. I know.
But did you not see how I like wrapped it up again and then put it over there? And then she tried to like take it off me, and I was like, I have to eat it now.
Basically, we have some really big news.
We got an upgrade.
We got a phone upgrade.
Just last week, so myself and Keelan have definitely been going through it. So we have both kind of, it's kind of weird because whenever something bad happens to you, something bad happens to me straight after.
Yeah.
So it's quite like, we're like intertwined with the bad karma.
Yeah. Well, I actually thought because so many things were happening, I was like, I have a bad omen on me. I would go to the extent to say that I'm like almost praying to fucking God, being like, God, are you there? It's me, Margaret. Or wanting to go to like one of these witches that like, you know, cleanses your aura.
Mm.
Like, what do I, it's gone to the stage where I'm like, it's out of my hands now. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but I think
I can't positive affirmation my way out of this.
I think you've come to the, I think you're coming to the end of the tunnel with the bad luck though. Like the bad thing has happened. So like, we obviously aren't going to disclose exactly what's going on. But like last week,
Maybe stay tuned till next week.
Maybe will we do a, what's it called? What was I saying earlier? Patreon. What's it called?
Patreon.
Maybe we'll do
it.
We'll,
called very different.
Yeah, we'll do a Patreon and we'll disclose everything. But yeah, like I just was going through a really tough time last week and like bad things come in threes.
Yeah.
So three really awful things happened to me last week.
You turned on the telly.
Did you turn on the telly? And then obviously you were going through your shit as well. Mm. And I just think it's unethical. Is that the right word? I keep using this word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I just think it's unethical to be lashing out podcasts. Like, and especially we want this to be positive.
Yeah, we want to have a laugh, but it's like, we want it to be fun at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We don't want to, if you force yourself to do something, it's going to ruin it for you.
Exactly.
And us doing this is fun.
It's fun and we enjoy it and it's therapeutic, but I also don't want to necessarily go onto the podcast and be like, everything's fucking fine. And then be crying in my bedroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like last week, we were both definitely crying in our bedrooms.
No, sorry. I'm just like, not crying at all.
No, you're not.
I'm like emotionally redundant.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, to be honest, like, do you want to just, one of the three bad things that happened. So my sister's cat, I don't know if you guys saw my story, my sister's cat went missing. And I just, oh my God, everyone, this cat is like the funniest looking cat. Like
it's like a cartoon.
It's like a cartoon cat. Yeah. And the cat was gone missing for like a week, over a week. And my sister and her boyfriend got a call and they found the cat in the bushes he was decomposing. Oh my God. Like I actually don't have any tears left to cry. Ariana Grande,
yes.
No tears left to cry. But that was like the icing on the cake of the whole like week that I had. And that was like, I found out on the way home in the car, on the way home from the festival. Like, could you imagine how fragile?
My God, yeah.
And my mom rings me and was like, Winston's been found in the bushes. I was like, oh my God. And she was like, dead. I was like, oh my God, like so bad. Oh my God, I don't want to cry. But yeah, that's just like, oh, everything. But yeah, I just don't want to come on here and be like, this is the way you guys should be and this is what I'm doing and I'm so this and I'm so that. But like, no, we had fucking shitty weeks.
Shitty weeks.
And also,
and like, yeah, no, it's bad. And when stuff's not even happening to you, I mean, like, I obviously had a family member who was sick.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you have no control.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it was just one thing after another. And do you know what? I bumped into Ellie in town. So like, I found out that one of my family members just isn't well at the moment. And I was like, oh God. And I didn't want to tell anyone because I was like, I don't want to, because I was going to a festival.
Mm.
But I knew that you were going through stuff as well. And I didn't want I felt like the Grim Reaper. I always feel like the Grim Reaper. I always feel like really guilty when I tell people.
Yeah, it's like you need the pressure to be positive all the time and to like bring the good vibes.
Yeah. I always feel like people come to me with their issues and their problems, and I just feel like if I am telling them, like if I am the one of the bearer of the bad news when people come to me to be positive, I'm yeah. like, I feel, just feel really guilty, and I'm like, oh God. So what I do is I go into like, I isolate myself. Mm. And I bumped into Ellie in town, and it was like just after I found out a good few things, and I was just like, oh God. And she was like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm actually not okay. Like, results came back and they don't look good and stuff. Well, like they're fine, but like obviously it's just like you're gonna be upset. Like if someone close to you isn't well, you're gonna be upset.
Mm.
And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I haven't even told Keelan yet. I was like, I just feel so bad and weird and guilty. And I was like, I just don't want to add baggage to her and to anyone else. And Ellie was like, you feel pressure because you are a positive light and you are a ball of fun for people, that whenever you're going through something, she literally just turned on the TV.
She just put on the Muppets Christmas Carol. Okay. Like,
she literally just put on the Muppets. But yeah, Ellie like explained it to me in such a better way. She was like, you just basically bring people that happiness that of course you're going to feel like you don't want to tell people your own stuff.
Of course. Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, to like, and also I think the pressures of summer, like summer is meant to be like this, like woohoo, best place ever, like so much fun, and it's just not.
Oh my, no, it's like I love summer. I'm a summer baby. Like I look forward to summer all year, even though I do like my winter cozy months, like staying indoors, watching movies. But it gets to a point, especially when you're in Ireland, it gets to a point where like, okay, I'm sick of this now. Okay, we're ready. You know, a bit of sun, something like is edging us constantly. It's like you get to like March and you're like, why the fuck? Where's the sun? You know? And then when it does come, it's like, I know there's a time limit on this. It's like I have to reap the benefits of every single second. I have to extract fun out of every single second of this. And I think because the past 2 weeks has been cloudy and grey and shit, especially when you have a baby, it's like you need to be outside and doing things. If you're stuck indoors with the baby all day,
you would go insane.
Oh my God. You go insane, especially when I'm out here, I'm not kind of close to my family.
Yeah.
And I don't have like Peanut or like animals around to be walking or whatever.
Yeah.
It does make a huge difference because it's like I'm stuck in here looking, like making sure that she doesn't kill herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Every but second of the day.
Meanwhile, you're on the other end being like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like,
but also she's getting sick of me as well. So we're kind of just like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Yeah. And then because I was going through a huge life change. Like the biggest life
change. We're so annoying. Like, can we not just...
Edging the
can
audience.
Can we not just tell people?
No. Stay tuned till next week.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. Yeah.
And also when you're a content creator, guys. I don't know if any other content creators listening to this podcast, but it's like... I feel like this is a real trivial thing to say, or what's the word, frivolous thing to say, but just to be like, the pressure to be aesthetic. Or that everything has to look so beautiful and perfect. And I actually haven't had that before because I don't know, I've always kind of hashtag kept it real, but like only in recent months or recent times
you have
like,
an aesthetic at the moment.
I have a particular
oh god sorry. Baby's about to eat a plant. Cheeky monkey.
I know I have a particular aesthetic, or like, I don't know. And I'm sure that's not why people watch me or whatever, or tune in, I suppose. But it's like a pressure to be like, I feel like I have my shit together and perfect all the time. I don't know.
That's the pressure with social media though as well.
You could do that for the rest of your life. And always, someone is always going to be better than you at whatever you're doing. Even if you feel like you've made progress in whatever, where you were 3 years ago. Say if you like you start guitar, like you have to be a beginner at some stage. You're going to look like an idiot. You're going to feel like a piece of shit, but you're never going to get good if you keep telling yourself that and keep quitting or being like, I'll never be an expert. So what's the point? You're just doing it because you enjoy it and you feel like you're good in yourself. For the past like month, I'd say I just felt as if I want to be so, you know, when you're a child and you're like, I can be anything I want to be.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad would come into my room like late at night if he'd like had a few drinks on a Friday. Yeah. And be like, you can be whatever you want to be. And you know, the way your dad is like, if you set your mind to it, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you believe it less and less because they're your parents and they're supposed to say that.
Of course.
And you're faced with like rejection and comparison, and you know that realistically, like, you've set boundaries for yourself and you put walls up to stop you for going for what you want because you're scared, obviously, of the failure and you think that you're not good enough. But it's like, we should have that same level of delulu as a child to go for the things that we want. But we're just like, I think in particular, I'm scared of people being like, ugh, what are you doing that for? You know? Or like, you get to a certain age where you feel like you can't be a beginner again and you should be an expert at your fields. But what if you want to change your mind and start something else? And it's like, I have so many years left to pursue whatever I want to do, but I'm just so scared of like being a beginner.
Yeah.
Or like looking silly.
Yeah, looking silly.
Whereas I'm never going to get to the point I want if I don't start as a beginner.
Yeah, of course.
Children are such a good white light or bright, pure light to compare yourselves to because they're like untainted by the negative self-talk that comes with rejection and like failure, that because they haven't experienced that yet. So they kind of approach life in a fail-proof way where they're just like do things without thinking about the negative consequences, which is a positive thing as well because they'll go for the things that what they want.
Yeah.
Even though if it gets them into danger. And I know it's like the negative self-talk is trying to protect us and being like, it's the primal instinct to be like, no, don't do this because you might die. That's where our body goes to. It's like the fight or flight thing, being like, you might die if you do this. Whereas like we've evolved enough to be able to like go for new things in our later years, even if we do get a few setbacks and we might fail.
Yeah.
And we might fuck up at the start. But if like you keep pushing at it, obviously you're going to get better and better.
Yeah.
But it's just like the, you know, if you're online, everyone's like, obviously it's just like the algorithm. It just shows you young people who are really, really successful.
Yeah, of course. Of course. This is on like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But even like Instagram is such a like a place. And like I'm fucking absolutely guilty of it as well. It's like it's always obviously just the best snippets of your life. Yeah. Like it's just the best parts of your life. It's the photos that you look the best in. It's like it's the best outfits, the best, like, you know, no, you know that you see those people like me in brackets who don't really post stories that often but go on a nice holiday and then it's lashing up the stories. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to see people crying. I want to see people being had a shit day.
But we say that though,
and then when we do see them, we judge. Because they're like, why are you putting that up?
No, not necessarily judging, but it's like the positive, what we go on social media for, it's like a form of escapism and it's a fantasy that we want to feed into. We don't get a dopamine hit from seeing other people's failures or seeing like someone who's a bit ugly or like, you know, not... I'm being fully serious because the halo effect on pretty privilege is a thing.
It's such
like
a thing.
Like, we go on social media, even though at the same time it makes us feel shit about ourselves, it's also a dopamine hit because we're seeing something aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
And because that, like, accessibility, it's so accessible to see it all the time and we're feeding into it
And, like, this whole, like, wanting an aesthetic. And that's that.
Aesthetic queen.
Aesthetic. Do you think I have an aesthetic?
Yeah. Oh my god. Rock tick. Rocker.
Oh my god. So I went to Motley Crue. Like,
see what I mean? Rocker.
No, rocker. I went to Motley Crue and I think it was a few days before I went out for dinner. I went to Hang Dye. They had cheeseburger spring rolls.
Oh my god. That sounds fucking divine.
I almost died. So it's kind of like with the way Hang Dye works. Have you been before?
No.
The way Hang Dye works is
I've seen it. It's like the inside of a train.
It's like the inside. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, like, I'm very fucking far back on this Hang Dye buzz. Like, I know it's been around for years. So, but like, it was my first time, guys. And Ryan was like, oh, like, what are you doing on Saturday? Like, I'll book us a dinner, whatever. So we booked Hang Dye.
Yeah.
And so these cheeseburger spring rolls or whatever. And we were talking about going to Motley Crue. And, I was wearing fishnets and I was wearing like high top boots.
You were rocking out.
No, rock chick vibes. So I was like getting ready for Motley Crue and Ryan was like, so I'm guessing we're going rock chick vibes. And I was like, yeah, completely. We walk into, because it was Def Leppard and Motley Crue. So like, obviously there's a load of rockers.
Yeah.
And we walk into the whole like arena place. And like, when I mean there's beards everywhere, there's like ponytails, there's like rockers.
Yeah.
And I just turned to Ryan and I was like, this is where I feel most comfortable.
These are my people.
That's what I said. I was like, these are my kind of people. I was like, you and your hippie dippies, like, this is my buzz.
Oh, he's very like topless, hot tubs, rainbow paint, face paint, eyebrow piercings, but in a hippie way.
No, he doesn't like eyebrow piercings. Oh, right. But like
rat tails.
Very like sand between the toes, kind of.
Birkenstocks. What was it when we were in London and you were like, it was when me and Ryan were walking together, you're like, wait a minute, you two look like a couple.
Me and Songs and my dads were like, wait a minute. They look like a really good couple because you guys are like, he's the kind of buzz, like he looks like he's like going hiking.
Yeah, and I look like I was going hiking.
You looked like you were going hiking. I was like, the two of yous would look great in a pair of Timberland boots and you'd be passed as a fucking couple, no bother. But we were going to talk about the pressures of summer.
I literally have the shakes from that Red Bull. Yeah, like my so body is shaking.
My brain's going to... Like, did you just fart?
No. Does it stink? It could be my breath.
No, it's not your breath.
Like, just
an outwash. No, it's not. It's either me or you, but like, I think it's past. Anyway, we were going to talk about the pressures of summer because like, I don't know about you, but so obviously it's festival season.
Oh, I'm dying to go to a festival.
I know.
But like, I think I actually would go and have probably a meltdown.
You would probably...
I'd be like, everyone is so dirty.
No, I think... No, I actually think you wouldn't, though. I think you'd actually be like, oh my God, like, I am so free. Like, obviously, like, I went to one at the weekend. I've been to fucking plenty of festivals. It's not my first rodeo. But obviously, with the mindset that I was in...
Yeah.
Is she okay? Yeah,
she's fine.
With the mindset that I was in, I was like, how am I going to do this? Because I was like... I also am, like, a fan of being really clean. I have two showers a day. I'm weird with, like... dirty things.
Yeah,
and
dirty.
I was like, how am I going to do this? Because obviously when I'm in, you know, if I'm in a bad place, like my spiral mode will heighten and my intrusive thoughts and my, you know, OCD, like, what are they called? The like, you know, they're like the health OCD, all that, all of them like rise. And I was like, how am I going to do this? I was like, I just don't know how I'm going to go down and have a great time. Genuinely, Keelan, I was down there and I was like, I want to live in a commune. I just want to just never come back.
You're like, I just want to take my top off and have loads of babies and have loads of sex. And rub dirt on myself.
But I was just like, oh my God, this is so freeing. Because like, I've never actually gone to a festival in a headspace that like that. And I came out of it being like, whoa, even... with everything going on, I still have come back and managed to get out of it. Because, you know, when you go on a night out and you feel shit, you don't necessarily have a good time.
Yeah.
You know? So I was a bit worried about that. But I just think you'd lose your mind. I think you'd be like, oh my God, no responsibilities. Like, there's no responsibilities.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I don't know.
There's nothing.
I don't know, yeah.
But the pressures of... what I have been struggling with a lot recently as well. But... I don't really get FOMO anymore, but the pressures of feeling like you have to do everything in summer to make it the best summer in the world, you know, and it's so expensive to be going to these festivals. It's fucking expensive to go on holidays. And that pressure of like, oh, why aren't you going here? Why aren't you going there? And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't want to, do you know?
Yeah, I'd love now two weeks in Greece.
I'm going to Greece.
Putting the feet up. You're going to Greece. Oh, fuck off.
Your face.
Getting the mute. Your mute button.
But yeah, it's just that like that feeling that like you have to do everything because it's summer.
Yeah.
When like if these festivals were on during the winter, tell me. Now, obviously it's cold. Fuck the weather. We're not. It's fucking cold anyway.
Yeah.
But like that whole like why are people more inclined to do things during the summer? Because like in Irish weather, like it's really not any different. Does that make sense?
I know, yeah. Especially because it's been so rainy for the past 2 weeks. I'm just like, what's the point in having a summer anymore?
Yeah.
Too negative, Nelly. Yeah. I was like, fuck it anyway.
Fuck it anyway.
No, but I love spending time outdoors and I love like even though today where I'm like, I would just want to play tennis.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I actually would love that. We should definitely get that going. Like, I have loads of tennis rackets at home.
I'd always see in London at London Fields, there's a tennis court and I always wanted to go and play tennis, and I regret now not like taking advantage. Did you get sudden mystery arse pain?
No, I just got a cramp in my leg. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just like the pressure, like I'd say the girlies as well, all the girlies feel the pressure to have the perfect body and to look stunning and have the bikini pics and like
the tan is like the main thing for me.
Sorry, yeah, I can't imagine not tanning.
No,
like,
it's
just burning
so,
as soon as you go out.
It's so bad. Like I don't think anyone understands how hard it is.
No, do you know what? You know when I had a mouth ulcer last week, and then I was like, my resting face was like a scowl. You know when you're just like constantly giving a dirty look?
Yeah.
And it hurt to smile. And then I was just like, oh my God, what if every person who gives me a dirty look actually just has a mouth ulcer and I'm misunderstanding them?
Oh, you're spiraling. you're spiraling.
You know when someone walks by, like I smile and say hi to people. Like, you know when you're in a small village,
yeah,
you say hi to everyone.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Do that anyway. But obviously, if you're in a big city, that's a bit weird. Like, you can't be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, hi, hi. But usually if I'm out with her, I usually smile and say hi. But sometimes people now, they're like squinting as if, do I know you?
Yeah, yeah. Sort but of thing. I think with the baby, a lot of, I noticed today, like I'm in a full tracksuit today.
Yeah.
The looks I get in a full tracksuit, but like with you, they like look and they like nod and smile at the baby. And
yeah.
I'm like, are we not over that? Like, is that not so like a million years ago being like rot by full tracksuits? Yeah, no, the pressures of summer definitely are getting to me. And like, I'm sure I'm going to that fucking 7-day festival. So
where everyone has their boobies out.
When everyone
get your boobies
everyone
out.
Has their willies out. And what they're walking around the festival. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I'm also just like, I'm not going to pretend I'm some big woohoo when I'm there.
Yeah,
hey
yeah.
Baby. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm some big woohoo. And that's another thing that I was gonna say, that like coming to this age, one of Ryan's friends was like, oh, like, are you going to go to a football match? Because, like, he loves football. I turned around and I was like, no. I was like, I'm not actually going to pretend that I'm into something that I'm not into now. If yeah. he really wanted me to go, I'd go.
No, I'd go, like, if they were playing in the match.
If they were playing in the match, of course.
But, like, no.
No.
But I'm not sitting through a game because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm not asking, like, I'm not asking my partners to sit down for hours and watch, like, self-care videos on YouTube with me either.
Yeah, but I get really, really, like, annoyed because like I always just want to show everyone the Kardashians.
Oh, that's like a boy's version of look at the videos on my phone. You know, they boys are like,
what's wrong? She's looking at the can being like,
She's like, let me play with that can.
Yeah, I just want to show people the Kardashians all the time.
Oh, you want the boobie? That's probably what's wrong.
Oh, that's what she's looking at you for. Straight on.
No.
I always want to show people the Kardashians. Like, I get like really annoyed or sad when they don't want to. So, like, I get it. But I just, it's just something that I've realized. I'm just like, I'm just not going to do stuff to please people anymore. Like, obviously, yeah. If I was going to a football match, like, do you know that like a football match is my worst nightmare?
So people pleasing is out the window, but also boyfriend pleasing.
Let out me tell you,
out the window. Out of it.
You're so far
gone.
Knock, knock.
Next door.
Knock, knock. Nobody home.
Picking up after wiping someone else's skid marks off the toilet. Oh, absolutely not.
No, never again.
I'm cleaning up enough shit as it is. Fucking hell, no.
Oh no, honest to God. Like, I obviously know the feeling as well. Like, I lived with someone too. So, like, yeah. I completely know that feeling. We're a bit rusty today.
We are a bit rusty. No, we need to take a break there.
We just had to take a break there. Because,
and eat a vegan baby bell. Yeah,
because we're just a bit rusty. But you put on your story about the pressures of summer. And I saw this one just there. Obviously, with the podcast we did before with Hannah.
Yeah.
Which I think that was one of my favourite podcasts.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
So interesting.
Because we are sober curious.
We are sober curious. Now, I say that and I go to a festival at the weekend I'm drinking. But I swear to God, I actually didn't drink that much at the festival. Like, I really didn't. I think, because remember we were saying to Hannah that I asked her about festivals and I was like, do you think that it's harder or easier? And she was like, well, it's harder sometimes because like if you're cold and you want to go home and like all this, you want to go get a jumper and no one wants to leave to walk back to the campsite and everything.
Yeah.
But I found it actually easier because there's so much more activities to do and it's so easy to be distracted. Like, who wants to be like consistently holding a drink in their hand when they're dancing, for example? Yeah. Like, I found like when I was dancing, I was like, I don't need anything in my hands right now. I just want to dance. And I just found it because I kept that in my head the whole time because obviously I asked her because I knew I was going to a festival soon. And I was like, how do you feel like with festivals? And I really found it so much easier. Like, I didn't have one hangover.
Really?
I did not have one hangover at the festival. Like, I'm pretty sure the first night I had like two cans.
Interesting. I think the last festival I went to was Body and Soul in 2020, and I remember waking up on the Saturday and have to do like a tactical puke because I was doing a talk.
You've been to a festival?
Obviously, I've been to festivals, Keelan, before.
Someone asked me, they were like, has Keelan been to a festival before? And I think I said no.
You don't owe me at all.
I think I said no.
No, what I think. No.
Ellie's never been to one.
No, Ellie has. We did a talk. We did a talk at Electric
and
Picnic.
And did she camp?
She only stayed one night.
She only stayed one night.
We were in the artists area.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, in the artists area. As if it makes a difference. Like, you're still in a tent.
I was going to say, like, even with, like, artist areas, like, I would just want to be with my friends.
Yeah, no, the artist areas were lovely, though, because my group of friends were in the artist area.
Okay.
And also, there's no queue for the bathroom. And the one at Electric Picnic, we were able to sneak into the glamping bathrooms.
Oh,
and they have
stunning
showers and warm water running out of a tap to wash your hands.
The glamping
and
I was
on my period, so it was hot. Oh, my God, it was horrific. It was so sore for some reason, and I had the glamping bathrooms. It was such a luxury.
They
so
had
good.
That. Couldn't you pay as well at Electric Picnic? I feel like Electric Picnic is such a big festival that, like, they can afford this.
Yeah.
But, like, oh my God, I have to say, the toilets. And you know what? Most of the toilets were the women.
Mm.
The women who were leaving the toilets in a shitty state. Like,
shit on the walls.
No, there was fucking tampons. Like, everywhere, like literally hanging from the walls. I was like, oh my God, like there's a bin, or like there's a toilet right there.
Yeah,
put it in the toilet.
Oh yeah, sure, the cubicles, you can flush them there in the toilet.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And like, I was just like looking around, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Now I know I keep tampons in my bag when I'm going on a night out, because I get really embarrassed to put them some places. Like, you know the way I've said that before.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, all of the messes, it was done by us.
Oh.
Do you know the way you'd look at, like, you'd look at the toilets and you'd go, oh, the lads, ew, yucky men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was the girls that were leaving it rotten.
Yeah.
Like, I was...
Ah, come on, girls.
Pads
on.
Stuck to the walls.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was no. But
oh, no.
I think all festivals need to invest in at least, like, those, like, what are they called? Not the cabins, the tiggings. Oh my God, I know it in Irish.
Teepees.
I know it in Irish. I don't know it in English. The tiggings. What are they called? Oh, fuck off.
Tiggings. What's a tigging?
A tigging is, do you know the way in school? A prefab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A prefab. Yeah. Yeah, so that's tigging in Irish. So, like, they should invest in a tigging that, like, can be... Oh my God.
Oh, hobble.
My nails, Keelan, they're disgusting. But they should invest in that, and like, people pay like what? Like €3 to go in and use them. Because I remember at Electric Picnic years ago, like, I was paying like the full whack of like €5 just to use those nice, lovely toilets every time.
Oh, can't you get a wristband as well to use them all weekend? I would definitely avail of that.
But there's not at like small festivals like Other Side. I'm sure at All Together now they'll have, are you going?
I don't know.
I can't go. I'm actually away.
Oh.
I thought
if you're not going, what's the point of me going?
I thought I could
my
go.
My partner in crime.
And then I realised that I'm fucking away for it. So, not that I'm fucking away. I can't wait. I can't wait to go away.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be in Greece. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
But I realised when I looked back on the dates, because the last podcast, I was like, oh yeah. We were like, oh yeah, give us a sponsor. So, some of these here, do you see any ones that pop out to you? We obviously spoke about the pressures of the drinking. I hate seeing the to be skinny.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Because it is such a thing. And do you know, unfortunately...
Sorry, she's going to knock over the telly.
Unfortunately, with the to be skinny, I definitely feel that all year round. I don't feel that just for summer. Like, I feel the pressure to be skinny all the time.
Yeah.
But obviously with summer, it's that whole thing of like being in bikinis and being in shorts and being in like revealing clothes. And someone said here about showing their legs.
But like, as well with the heat, sometimes you do have to have your kit out.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Now, the only thing, I haven't struggled with my body image that much other than having the boobs.
Yeah.
And
has,
like,
that really affected you?
It's really affected me in a way where I don't recognize my body anymore.
Okay.
And it's like, if I wear a low cut top, or if I wear like, if I wear an underwire bra, it looks like I'm trying to, like I'm wearing a maximizer for pennies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, I feel ridiculous, and it's like, I feel disproportionate, because obviously I'm a real petite person.
Yeah.
And then I just have these huge fucking Poor me.
These huge knockers.
I have these huge jugs on my chest, but it's like, I feel, it's like I'm scared that people are going to be looking at my jugs. Yeah. And I have caught people, like people close to me, just like looking at my boobs and not my face because they're so distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and now I just wear a sports bra every day because I'm scared of them jiggling. And like, I also wear high neck tops all the time because I don't want to have them out, look like I'm trying to be provocative or whatever. Yeah. But I talked about that before in a podcast, so I'm just repeating myself. But yeah, it has limited me in like, I don't feel comfortable wearing the clothes I want to wear. And that's really upsetting because then it makes me feel like I'm getting older and I'm doing it because I'm a mom instead yeah. of just like, I feel actually genuinely uncomfortable in my body wearing like a nice frilly, like booby top.
Mm. And do you think you'd struggle hard? You would find it more difficult now to like, do you remember before you had baby, like you would be wearing like, you know, like the tights as tops and you'd yeah. have your nips out. And I always think about that because I'm like, oh my God, like, because I still don't think I can do that. Like, I think yeah. I've worn that once maybe, but I think I had a top underneath it or something.
Yeah.
But like, I still struggle to be, I was saying to Ryan the other day that I feel the most sexiest when I'm in baggy clothes. I feel the most sexiest when I'm in baggy clothes. Like, I love my, you know, my, my 3/4 length army yeah. pants.
Yeah.
My 3/4 length baggy army pants. And I love like a baggy t-shirt. And that's like when I feel really sexy. But whenever I'm like going out to feel, you know, if I'm wearing a, like not a provocative dress, because like I don't really wear anything yeah, that's yeah. like provocative. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hello, have you seen the amount of cheetah print you own? Mrs. Glam.
Glamour Plus. Did you see that I Glamour wore the double cheetah?
No.
I wore double loves it. I wore double cheetah down to the festival the other day and I was like, oh my God, a stunning glamour puss. But I find myself, you okay?
Wait, I'll just take the batteries out of this remote so she can play with it. It's her favourite toy.
It's so funny how babies just want to play with the things that they shouldn't be playing with.
I know.
It's like, she was in my house earlier and she's like grabbing the bottles of wine. And it's like, there's teddies and toys everywhere. And there's even a dog. And she's like, bottle of wine.
Yeah, no.
I want the. When I was younger, I tried to call my mommy mom. In a sense
you went through a phase.
I went through a phase where
Disney
I was like.
Disney Channel phase.
Yeah, Disney Channel phase. Oh. I went through a phase and I was like, anytime I was referring to my mom, I'd be like, mom. And I just don't call my mommy.
Loads of people from Galway call their mom's mom. It's real American.
I did. Yes. What do you call? You say mom. You say mom. You say
but
mom.
When I was growing up, like when I was a child, I'd say mummy.
Would you?
Literally mummy.
Do you still say mummy?
No. But on our like old home videos, up until I was like probably 12 or 13, I'd say mummy.
You say mummy. It's a weird, there's a weird stigma around that, what you call your parents.
I know.
Because you know when people say like, oh, my ma and da. People with slags, like I've heard so many people be like, oh yeah, your ma and da. And I'm like, what? Why are you slagging? What?
Oh, but Irish people would slag anything. It's like, literally what can we slag?
Literally would slag anything.
Someone's always going to have something to say.
Always.
But yeah, I said mummy, but my dad says mammy.
Really?
He says mammy, he would say mammy, yeah, refer to my mom as mammy when they were together now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, touch you some.
Yeah, but now
touch
he says,
touch
now he says mother, which is real formal. I hate that.
Mother?
He says, ask your mother. How's your mother? It's real, like.
Can I tell you the best compliment ever?
What?
Have you ever been called mother?
Yes.
Oh!
Well, obviously I have.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, but like, I don't have a kid. And when someone's like, you are giving a mother right now, that's like, I'm like, oh my God.
Fanny flutters.
Do you know when I was in the queue on the way down to the festival? So like, you had to get like a shuttle bus to the campsite because it was in Slane. And the guy that was looking after like the queues, like they're volunteers, obviously volunteers. The only reason you're volunteering is for a free ticket.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Mm. And he was fucking rat arse. Like I've never seen.
That's so good.
I've never seen someone so fucked up. Right. And he's like, he was like monitoring the whole queue, but like literally like screaming at people going, and on the fucking bus, will you? So I like get up to the top of the queue. And of course, like, you know, you're stressed. You just want to get to the festival. Mm-hmm. I went down really late as well. So I was just like, whatever. And he just looks at me and you know, when you're just like, oh no, something's coming. I was like, he's going to say something. And he goes, come here, you Lady Gaga impersonator.
Is this in the cheetah?
cheetah.
This is in the cheetah print. And I was like, what? And he was like, look, you're doing a great job. I'm Lady Gaga impersonator. And the whole crowd.
Uh-oh.
Can I take that monkey?
More free time, but still not reading, exercising. I'm a fraud.
Say again.
More free time, but still not reading / exercising. I'm a fraud.
Yeah, it can be hard to motivate yourself to do anything that's not like commodified, I guess.
What
like,
does that mean?
So like if you're not making money from it. So like self-care in terms of looking after yourself, like de-stressing or, you know, exercising, stuff that you know is going to benefit you mentally, but it's not like directly seen as productive because it's not making you money.
Okay.
But that's kind of like why I kind of like the rise in like self-care content, because it like, it just promotes looking after yourself, which I think is nice.
Yeah. Do you know what I get a bit insecure about with the whole self-care content? What? All of the serums and stuff that people put on their faces, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. I sometimes buy into that. Like, I go through phases where I have... Do you know, I always do this. I online window shop, because I was addicted to online shopping when I first had her, because all I could do was go on my phone. I was breastfeeding constantly.
You were addicted.
I was buying...
You knew the delivery driver.
Emer. He knew the baby.
Yeah,
he was like, how is she getting on? Like, he'd come up to the apartment door and, like, carry up things up for me. Yeah. Emer, I'd go through phases of not remembering what I ordered, and random shit would be coming to the house, and I was like, I don't remember. I genuinely have no recollection of ordering this.
Yeah, I remember there was, like, Amazon boxes everywhere.
Like, it was really bad.
Everywhere.
But it was because, obviously, I was so down, and I was trying to... like make myself feel better by buying stuff. It was really, really bad. It got out of hand. But now, so to like curb that addiction, I just like online window shop. So I'll fill up the bag.
Oh my god! Online. Yeah, I do. And that then I'd be like,
do I need this? I'll have to sleep on it and see the next day. And then obviously I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I obviously don't need that. But it's the same thing, because I obviously consume a lot of online content.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love YouTube and stuff.
But you get sent all this stuff as well, though.
Not really, though.
Do you not?
No, because I'm not on PR list. Like, it's only if I go to an event or if someone texts me personally, then I'll accept it.
Okay.
I'll say yes or no. But sometimes I've said yes to stuff and I regret it, because I'm like, why did I say? Because it was just like the temptation of being like, free stuff. You know, obviously, if anyone gets offered free things, you're like, oh, yeah.
But it's so nice because you give them away. Like, you give them to charity or you give them to me. You're second charity. Yeah. No, like, you're literally, she's literally giving me a bag of is it beauty stuff for my mommy.
I think she'd love it.
No, she'd actually,
it's like a body cream, a hair mask.
Oh my god, she'd love that so much, because like I, now this wasn't PR or anything, that lovely place, the Betty and Biddy, they texted me and they were like, you don't have to put this on your story or anything, like, do you want jewelry? And I was just like, yeah, and I let my mom pick like some things of what she wanted to get, and it was so nice
to be able to give a gift.
To be able to give, because like I barely got anything for myself. I think I got one necklace that I'm wearing right now, but like they said I could pick like 8 items, and then I gave them to my mommy. She was so happy.
Aww.
So like with that kind of stuff, like, to be honest, I'd probably be like, yeah, give me it all.
Yeah, yeah,
give me it
it's
all.
It's hard not to like just accept everything, but I am on like a list where people send randomly without consent. It's only if someone texts me or like my management will email me being like, do you want this? A lot of, like 9 times out of 10 I'm saying no. There's a lot of shit that I've been like, oh yeah, will I, but it's so I can't. But
you have that willpower of like not, because like I feel like maybe at the start, did you accept things randomly?
At the start I probably accepted I'd probably accept anything that
I remember when we first became friends, you gave me like tan. You gave me like an organic tan.
Yeah, yeah.
Organic.
Well, that's when I did wear tan. I'd use tan organic, and I was on their PR list, and I loved that, because if something you actually spend your money on and get all the time, oh my god, it's such a lifesaver having it sent to you.
It's deluxe.
Oh, very luxurious.
That's
a great one.
Jonathan has something really bad.
Oh, what?
Okay, so this was like, this is before I knew you. This was years ago. This was like maybe like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I got a message on Squid Ink, and it was like, hey, oh my god, this is so bad.
No.
It was like, hey, like, we'd love to send you out some food. And I was like,
food?
Some food. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. I got it was like a burger place that they were promoting. And like, I was like, yeah, sure. Didn't eat meat.
Vegetarian.
And I got sent out burger patties and put them on my story. And I was like,
Emer, that is so funny.
I was like, thanks so much for sending me these. Literally the amount of people that text me being like, you don't eat meat. And I was like,
the definition of accepting anything. I was I'll take that. Oh. Like, so bad.
Oh, God.
But I wanted to say thanks to Betty and Biddy. That was so nice. Oh, that like, is that really was sweet. Lovely. Like, yeah. That was just so nice. I think we've kind of hit the most. Oh, this is one. To go on a big trip abroad. Do you feel really, I feel like very much so, like anytime I see people away, and I'm not like, I'm going away.
Yeah.
But I feel that like when people are in like these exotic places, like for example, when I was in Thailand, like I was like, oh my God, I'm that person that I'm like lashing up all these stories and people are texting me going, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a very intimidating kind of thing, because everyone wants to make their holiday look like the best holiday ever.
Get your money's worth.
But like in reality, like a lot of people don't have good times on holidays.
Like when I used to go on family holidays with my actual family.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my.
I'd say it was war. War zone.
Every single time I'd go on a family holiday with my mom, I would end up going, I'm never going on a family holiday ever again.
Why? What would happen?
It was just like a fucking, because it was just a nightmare. Like my mom and dad are like chalk and cheese. So if you go on holidays with my dad.
This is with your mom and dad.
No, separately. So this is when they had split up and they were both doing separate holidays. If you went on a holiday with my dad, he would, but that's why they were good as a couple, because they were so opposite. But yeah. Then when they separated, it was like, if you go on a holiday with my dad, he literally types up an itinerary weeks before.
No, he doesn't.
He's looking up tourist destinations and he'll find out choices of cuisines that's in the vicinity or in the area, so we have something to choose from, and like with time stamps, so every single thing is mapped out. He knows how to get there, so you don't have to worry about anything. Like definition that's of like airport, Ryan. Airport dad 100%.
Yeah.
Like no,
airport dad
100%. Like there's no worries whatsoever, so like going on a holiday with him is relaxing.
Yeah,
whereas my mom is like, I have no plans. My mom would go on a holiday and be like, I have no money in my bank account. Like, I swear to God, my mom would be like, sure, fuck it, we'll figure it out.
I kind of love that. I'm
kind of like that as well, but now I've taken on the role of being like, everything needs to be organized. Like, before I go somewhere, I have like choices, because I get hangry if there's no, especially when we were vegan, nightmare trying to find somewhere to eat. Probably the cause of most of the fights, because it was me and my sisters, we're all vegan, where my mom was like, well, I'm gonna obviously go where I want to eat. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And then there'd be days where like,
Jesus, that must have been very difficult.
And in fairness to my mom, like, she, I'm so grateful now, obviously, because it's such a stress trying to give your family a nice holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and I was a teenager, so obviously I was like, if you're hormonal and you don't appreciate your parents that much.
Yeah.
Like, whereas if I went on a holiday with my mom now, I'd probably just like organize everything for her and pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm an adult.
You want to give back.
Exactly. Yeah. I can do that now, but when I was a teenager, it was like a total nightmare, because it was like she had the expectation of me paying for things, even though I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to relax and probably like have my headphones on, and I was probably thinking about my boyfriend
and wanting to get a nice picture,
wanting to get a nice bikini selfie, where she's like, let's go to walk around tourist attractions, and I'm like, that sounds like my worst nightmare in the heat.
And now you'd love it. Like, that's the funny thing, like, honest to God, like, I look at people when they're on holidays, like, no, I went on a family holiday with my parents, like, just the September gone.
Yeah.
But like, that was me pushing it, being like, I want to go on holidays with you guys. And like, but like, when we're at that age of like, what, like 20 to 22 or 23,
you don't really go on holidays with your parents.
No, you don't. Age, you don't. Because you're either saving and you spend all your money on your friend's holiday. But like, I like see people, whenever I even see people like go for like lunch with their parents, I'm like, oh my God, that's so nice. I envy that.
Oh,
it's funny how things change when you get older.
When you get a bit older and all you want. But it's, my stepmom was saying, it's such a testament to your parenting if your kids want to hang out with you when you're an adult.
Yeah.
It's like, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Even though obviously the two, like, everyone can be like, oh, well, they did this wrong and this wrong, and I resent them for this, but at the end of the day, like, you're obsessed with them.
Yeah.
You know? And you want them, you're like, I actually want to hang out.
Yeah.
Especially with my mom now. I go through phase, like, we do fight, but still we're going through a phase now where we're just like, we want to hang out all the time.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to get along with your parents. Like, you actually can't beat it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to work through things. Like, relationships are hard work, like, regardless of what the dynamic is between the two of you.
Yeah.
And one with your parents, I feel like now, depending obviously on what they've done, it could be really, really horrible. But like, if you have a good relationship with your parents, oh my God, it's such a good, it's such a nice privilege.
It is.
And
it can be tough though. Like, it really can.
It is really hard.
I definitely think that before, when I moved out, and I was living in town last year, like me and my mom, we were like so close. Mm. And like, I still now think that we are definitely the closest that we've ever been. Sorry, we had a conversation about drugs.
Oh.
And she was like, have you ever tried that? And I was like, like me 4 years ago would have been like, no, mammy, what the hell? But yeah. Like, it was like talking to a friend.
Yeah, honest, open, honest conversation.
Open, honest conversation. And it was just so nice to, because like, you see those, I always never really thought that I'd be that close with my parents, because my mom and me are like the exact same.
Oh, are you?
Do you know?
Well, I know, I've noticed, yeah.
We're the exact same. Yeah. Like, but I'm very much like my dad as well, but like, we're the exact same. So like, when we're living together, it's like, you know, war. Mm. And then to throw my sister in there, it's like, we're war zone. Yeah, like, but yeah, like, now that my sister doesn't live with us and like, I moved back home after, I just like, I've never appreciated living with my parents so much. Mm. Like, you just notice the small things, like, you know, being so lucky to have a fridge full of food.
Yeah.
And like, she does my washing for me because she doesn't want me to touch the washing machine. there's one thing I loved about living on my own was doing the washing.
Mm. Because the smell. I love the smell.
And I love buying all the different detergents. I love that. And I was like, so I'm just going to do my washing. She was like, you are fucking not. She was like, I'll do your washing for you. So it's just like small things like
that.
But
your mom is such a mammy. Like, she's even when I was over today, mammy. She's like, you know, taking the baby. And she's like, do you want a coffee?
Come on. When she gives you a little kiss on the head.
Yeah, and like, it gives me hugs. You know what I mean? It's lovely.
It's going so over funny. To your mommy's house. Because whenever I am in your mommy's house, you know when you're in like someone else's house.
And
like,
you feel uncomfortable.
You feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I've never had that in your house. From the moment I walked in, I was just like I could go up to your mom and be like, let's have a glass of wine and sit down. Like, it's just one of those houses that you just feel so homey. And I think obviously with all the girls there as well, you walk in and you're like, oh, I'm at home. And like, I could imagine some people would get too comfortable in your house.
Oh, I mean, like people moving in and never leaving. As in like ex-boyfriends, etc. Oh yeah, big time.
Wait, what?
Like, not mine now, but the girls.
Oh,
the girls,
yeah,
literally just like moving in.
Oh, you know? Yeah,
and my mom's just like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck? No, it's constant. Yeah.
I would never want to be given out to by Bridgie.
Oh, she's scary.
No, I would never want to be given
out. Oh, it's
but
scary.
She'd be the type that would give out and then it'll be over with. It's like when my dad's in the kitchen. So my dad's a chef, and like whenever my dad's in the kitchen, like I used to work in one of the restaurants that he owned, and like I'd bring food into the kitchen and like he was like screaming at me. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I went home and he like was like, hi, baby, how are you? And I was like, don't look at me.
And he's like, leave it in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's like, leave it in the kitchen. But like, I feel like your mom would be that the same.
No, me and my mom would get in fights, like literally calling each other the worst names under the sun. And
really?
Then afterwards, she'd start laughing and being like, we're gas, aren't we?
Sorry.
She's like, so dysfunctional, aren't we?
My favorite thing about fighting with anyone, like in relationships especially, is whenever like I'm training Ryan to get to this place, because obviously he doesn't find humor straight away if we fight.
Okay.
But I will like crack a smile.
If you can make someone laugh during a fight, it's such a good
time. I will crack a smile and then realize he's not cracking one. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh my God, I look like a manipulative gaslighter. What am I doing? What am I doing smiling during a fight? But like I love it. Like after a fight, if someone can turn around and be like,
yeah,
that was silly.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really nice.
I was gonna say, tell you, I have rhubarb written down in my notes.
A reminder.
So, I have this thing where, like, just recently, and I said earlier about like how I'm just so much more aware of having people around, and I'm just like, I've definitely gotten so much more introverted since the podcast, which is a weird thing because I'm just like I'm really paranoid to like what's around me.
Yeah.
In a sense that I'm just like, have they listened? Do they hate me? All this kind of silly stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So weirdly enough, like with small talk, I'm very avoidant to it now. Like if I'm walking down the road and like I see someone that I kind of know and kind of don't, like I used to like run up and be like, hey, like I was saying to Ryan that like when I was younger, I wanted everyone to know me. And I managed that.
Yeah.
I managed that by fucking wearing ridiculous outfits to Wes.
Yeah,
and like, you know, doing silly things and like people knowing your name. But now I'm like,
don't look at me. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, stop looking at me, even though we go onto a stage full of like, what, 700 people?
Yeah.
Like, but I love it. I think this is the best thing about everything. I'm just a bit more aware. But I, anytime I see someone that like, and it's always like a lad that I don't know whether to be like, hey. So I always text my mom and be like, I'm going to call you now. I'm trying to avoid someone. So I was walking through the village and I saw someone that I was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
And I rang my mom and I was like, hiya. And she was like, hiya, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, so anyway. And like, I just like go on along with the conversation.
Yeah.
And she goes, you're trying to avoid someone, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, right, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. And I was like, hello? And I was
mommy, is everything okay?
And then I ended up getting caught in the conversation with your man. And she, by the end of the conversation, she's still like, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. Are they gone? Are they gone? And I was like, mommy, what does rhubarb mean? And she was like, oh, they used to say that back in the day when like it's like rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb in the movies. You know, in the back of like movies when people are talking.
Oh.
They're saying rhubarb.
Oh, are they?
That's what
rhubarb,
my mom.
Rhubarb. That's cool.
Rhubarb, oh, rhubarb, rhubarb. That. Like, look at your, like, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Okay.
So it looks like you're saying more, but she was like, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. And I'm like having a conversation with this person. My mom's just on the phone screaming, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. And I was like, oh my God. There is this one time as well where I voice noted her. I was like, I was in a restaurant and someone I knew.
Yeah.
Walked into the restaurant and we were chatting or whatever, and they were just keeping me there for ages. And I texted her and I was like, here, mommy, will you just like quickly like send me a voice note and tell me that you're outside? And she was like, yeah, of course. And she sends me a voice note whispering, going, now, where do you want me to pretend that I am? And I was like, oh my God. I play
caught out.
I play it out loud.
Oh, God.
But she's whispering in the voice note, going, now where do you want me to pretend that I am? Will I tell you to go around the corner?
Mammy.
I was like, mammy. Like, and we got into a massive fight because I was like, how silly could you be? Like, she was like, you could have fucking warned me. Why would you play that out loud? I was like, that's
how else was I supposed to play it?
That's the whole point of this fucking voice note.
No, we used to always bail out though on mom, and if we didn't want to sleep over in someone's house, because you don't want to be like, no, I don't want to sleep over in your house. It's such a, like, a mean thing to say. We're like, no, you're stinky. Like, I don't want to sleep over.
Ew.
So our mom would be like, she'd call, but she'd take it too far and be like, no, you're not fucking allowed to stay there. As if like screaming abuse on the phone, and be like, okay.
No, it's like, honestly, there's nothing better when you were younger being like, my mommy said I couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, it's so handy.
But like,
so handy.
My mom just never really catches on to that quickly. Like, I have now she gets it, because it's like very often that I'm ringing her being like, hi, yeah, anyway, so I did it to Shuan today, and I was in I think I was in Super Value, and I was like walking through, it sounds like I'm trying to avoid everyone, it's not that, it's just especially in,
it's like social anxiety.
Do you know what, bang on. I've gotten such bad social anxiety recently, and I was walking through Super Value and like, I'm just yabbering away and I'm like, yeah, so anyway, I'm on the way down here now. So like, how many things do you want me to get in Super Value? I'm like, and she was just like, right, yeah. And who are you trying to avoid? Who are you trying to avoid? Like, I love those people that you can just ring and be like,
they just get it.
You're just yabbering on. Like, I send voice notes to people and I'm just like, hamna, 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 hamna.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Yeah.
I'm not, I think I've gotten better now because I have a baby. I like want to have a convo, probably because I'm lonely every day. I'm just like, someone please talk to me. So I'm trying to make eye contact with everyone that walks by.
Keelan, you're smiling at everyone.
I literally walk down the street smiling.
Yeah.
Like, open for a convo.
Everyone's like, who's the crazy loony walking with the baby?
You have like the local lunatic in the town. I'd literally be like, yeah, absolutely eating it up. Come on, come on, come on.
Let's have a convo.
Let's have a convo.
Let's have a convo.
But I do know, because you know when you see someone you kind of know and you're like, will they remember me? I don't know whether they're going to say hi or if I should say hi, or maybe we should both, it's like going to be a mutual avoid. I never know what to do. So I always like try to lock eye contact to see the reaction. Then they look down and then I feel shit about myself. And I'm like, but that's probably what you're doing to other people.
Guys, no.
You're making me feel shit about myself.
No, I'm so bad. Like I just like sometimes, like recently, I don't know what it is, just big Lula over here. Like I have to say though, my, I say this now and God forbid I'm going to get my period in 2 days. Guarantee you. But like the dissociation has gotten actually better.
Oh, good.
It's gotten better. I genuinely think, no, I don't want to be rubbing it in. I think the gym has really helped me.
Guys, we're both little gym bunnies over here.
No, because you remember like, I think like 3-4 podcasts ago, I was like, I'd never go to the gym and work out. I'd only do yoga.
I think I've said on the podcast before, I'm never going to go on a run in my life. And then I was all of a sudden, I'm going to fucking go on runs.
I'm going to go, like, I'm like loving going to the gym just at the moment.
Strap the tits down. Get a good sports bra on.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Like loving it. Like, you know, I was doing Pilates. I was in a Pilates class and there was this man. I was about to say male. There was this man in the Pilates class. And like, oh God, do you know what? I just feel so bad for gym instructors sometimes because I say they see some shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This guy, do you know, like rice cracker, like the, you know, you can get the chocolate covered ones on the top.
Yeah, yum.
This is ridiculous. So like I'm in the class and there's only about 10 of us in the class and it's on a Thursday, 5:15.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, doing a warm up or whatever. And he's like sitting on the floor, like refusing to do it. And then he just stopped and went, oh. And she was like, oh, like, is everything okay? Like she had her mic on. She was like, everything okay? And he goes, I'm fucking tired. And she was like,
why are you in the class then?
What are you doing? And then he sat down and started eating rice cakes. And I was like, oh my God. So like, what? I get the entertainment side in the gym as well as the workout.
Sorry, but what?
No, and then he was refusing to do anything. And then he was like, I want to do more of the strengthening fucking things.
You're in the wrong class, my bro. This is Pilates.
This is Pilates. And like, sorry, there's like really elderly women like having a ball and then there's this fucker eating rice cakes beside them.
No, that drives me
mad.
And
you know, he walked away and he didn't even put away his stuff. I was like, what?
Wrappers on the ground.
No.
Littering.
Everything.
Litter bug. Nothing worse.
I know, but didn't put away his equipment or anything. I was just like, ew.
Oh, the height of ignorance.
I know, and also left during the class. Like, it's a 45-minute class, man. Like, come on. Like,
oh,
ridiculous.
My God.
But, sorry, I actually completely got sidetracked there. But what I was trying to say was...
Your disassociation has helped from the gym.
I think, yeah, I really do. Because it's a distraction for me. And all I need is distractions.
But also getting those fucking endorphins pumping.
I know. And you know what? It's so cliche to say, and I'm actually rot that I'm saying this. But, and it's not that easy. It's really not that easy. But... So when I first joined this gym, so it was a gym that I went to when I was younger and it was a gym that I had all those struggles in. So like it was the gym that
you had a toxic relationship with the gym when you first went.
And this was like when I was younger, when I had all that eating disorder and like I was going twice a day and I was doing all this. I sat in one of the classes. Now, this is probably the biggest milestone I've ever... Is milestone the...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're about to say.
So, it's like you can read my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I sat there and was about to do a class. Now, I'm doing other things from Pilates. Mm. And I was about to do like a workout class. And I obviously was like obsessed with workout classes. I was doing them all the time.
Like, are they the hit ones? Like
Yeah. The same fucking soundtrack from 4 years ago was playing.
Oh my God.
And I was like tripping balls. Mm. I was like, if this isn't triggering, nothing is.
God, that's crazy.
The same soundtrack was playing from what they used to do the classes 4 years ago when I was like a mad gym head, like an unhealthy gym head. And I sat in the class and I fucking did the class and I came out of it and I was like, oh my God.
That's empowered.
It was like facing the boogeyman in the dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God.
You're a good woman.
I couldn't not believe because I was like, thinking about like fucking there was Ed Sheeran A-Team and all this weird stuff and I was like, oh God, trigger, this is so
weird.
It's like,
weird. Ed, not right now. Ed, I don't need this right now.
It was all like, oh, and I was like thinking about like when those songs came out and like even like reminiscing about like the relationships I was in this time and it was mad and I came out of it and I was like, I think I'm actually over this gym fear. I came out.
Emer, yes! I came, slow clap for Emer.
Yeah. I like came out of it and I was like, I'm actually over this. This is so not as scary as I thought it
this
was.
This is such a positive note to leave the podcast.
Yeah,
with.
And you know what? I'm not telling people to get up and, you know, go to the gym. It will make you feel better.
But even a small exercise like going on a walk, leaving the house.
Going on the walk, leaving the house. Or like, do you know what's brilliant, guys? You can do at-home Pilates. And you can see, they pop up on your Instagram all the time. And I used to always ignore them. And I used to be like, oh, like, go away. And now I'm actually, like, you can be watching TV and you can be pumping that leg. Like, you can be lifting that leg up and down. Like, sometimes, like, Ryan's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
I'm just like, doing my bit of Pilates.
I'm just doing my at-home Pilates. So, yeah, that's it. Though I think this podcast started off a little bit negative, but a positive note to end it on.
Aww.
And we were a little bit rusty at the start.
We were, but I'm excited to get back in and have Kimmy on next week.
Yeah, we're going to have Kim on next week, guys. What you've all been waiting for.
I'll put on the questions box on my story and be like, yeah, what do you want to ask the most amazing woman in the world?
What do you want to ask the most amazing woman in the world? Because she's going to empower you all. Honest to God, I could listen to Kim talk all day.
Mm.
Like, she's so cool. She's very dead.
Deadly. I was going to say different.
She's very different. But yeah, so that's a buzz.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, we had great talking there.
Oh, we had
27 minutes. Love it.
Oh, will I end it here now?
Bye, guys. Love
See
you.
See ya. Love you.